Google, Starbucks, and Motorola. They are all brands easily recognizable around the world and getting even more so, according to a new survey of the top 100 global brands. And while tech companies seem to be gaining dominance, Coca-Cola still holds the number one spot. Microsoft is number two, and IBM comes in at number three. Businessweek and Interbrand team up annually to determine these rankings. And joining us now to discuss them is Interbrand's chief executive, John Allard. John, thanks for being here. Very briefly, what is the criteria?
The criteria is that we need brands that have very strong franchise with consumers, but importantly, businesses underlying those brands that have very large amounts of revenue.
Large amounts of revenue. So basically look at it numerically and just the list unfolds?
Well, it's a combination of numerical factors and more soft marketing factors. So we look at the degree of resonance that consumers have with a particular brand proposition, and that allows us to actually discount from an entire group of earnings how many of those earnings are attributable to the brand.
Let's take a look at some of these. Coca-Cola, for instance, because it is more than just a brand. I think for a lot of people, it almost has a certain nostalgia.
Yeah, look, Coke is obviously famous for a proposition around refreshment. And what Coke's been able to do very cleverly is take that through generations, but also take it through different ethnographies and through different market demographics so that people all around the world buy into the Coke proposition.
Microsoft. A lot of people, of course, hate Microsoft, you know, because they feel that it's, you know, monopolistic and so on and so forth, yet it runs most of the software for computers.
Well,
or it has the software that runs most of the computers.
Microsoft's a good lesson, and I'm not sure whether people hate Microsoft. I mean, Microsoft is
a percentage of people do. I mean,
of course.
A lot of anti-competitive practices and so forth. I'm not expressing an opinion here, but, you know, talk to somebody who has an Apple computer, for instance.
Sure, as I have had. Microsoft actually has a fantastic product underneath its brand. And of course, without a fantastic product, you can't build a valuable brand. And we've seen that through some of the great rises in the table this year with the likes of eBay, which has a fantastic product, the likes of Google, which has a fantastic product.
It really does come down to the functionality of the product.
Well, it's not just the functionality. It's about delivering on the promise. And brands obviously are promoted to build a promise to consumers. And if they continuously deliver on that promise, people will go back again and again and build loyalty with those brands.
Why do you think some companies have been so successful at building a brand, be it Coca-Cola, Microsoft, Google, Starbucks, which is another one of your top names, and some aren't able to do it?
Well, I guess product, as I said, is critical, but a number of these brand marketers have been around for a long, long time.
Let me just go back. You say product is critical. Now, Starbucks would say their coffee is certainly different than what you would get from one of their competitors, but the basic coffee is not that different. So there is some atmosphere that's also created or some perception that's created that makes people want to buy this brand.
Sure. And I guess what I mean by product is that is an entry-level criteria. If you don't have a good product, you can't build a strong brand. So in the case of Starbucks, what they've been able to do is build an emotional base on top of that product that people have bought into and understand Starbucks as being something more than just functional coffee.
John Allard, Chief Executive of Interbrand. As always, thanks for your insights.
Pleasure, Tom.